Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm your host, Chloe Rickards, and with me today I have Quinn Tozzo. Quinn, can you introduce yourself?
Hi. So I'm a geotechnical engineer, which is a subset of civil engineering that designs structures that interact with the ground in some sort of way. Essentially, I make sure that structures like houses, roadways, or dams don't collapse because of geologic conditions in the area. Around here in Santa Cruz, that means designing things to withstand hazards like earthquakes or landslides. So even though I'm an engineer, I deal with a lot of stuff related to geology and, you know, have to know a fair bit about it to do so.
Right. So as an ecologist, I love the mountains here at Santa Cruz. There's just so much wildlife. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the Santa Cruz Mountains, how they were formed?
Absolutely. So I hope most of the listeners know that we live in an area that gets a lot of earthquakes, because we basically live right on a tectonic plate boundary between the North American and Pacific plates called the San Andreas Fault. It's normally a transverse boundary, which means that the Pacific plate is moving northward, generally sliding past the North American plate along the San Andreas Fault. However, there is a point along the San Andreas Fault where there's just a small curve that causes the rocks on the Pacific plate to smoosh upwards towards the North American, rather than just right along next to it. This smooshing actually creates the Santa Cruz Mountains. This movement is actually still happening to this day, and is in large part the cause of the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, which was the last major earthquake around here. You can actually hike to the epicenter of the quake in the Forest of Nicene Marks.
Wow.
Aptos.
I didn't know that. That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. Another thing I love about Santa Cruz is that we have this amazing state park called Castle Rock State Park, and it has these amazing geological formations. Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Sure thing. So the rock at Castle Rock State Park is a sandstone that got smushed upwards by the oblique fault movement that I talked about earlier that created the Santa Cruz Mountains. But that rock actually formed in the ocean. The rock is made up of sand grains that are cemented together by calcium carbonate, which is the cementing agent that forms underwater. However, as the chemists in the audience may know, calcium carbonate dissolves in acid, and rainwater is slightly acidic. So when the rock gets wet, the cement dissolves. This isn't the whole story, though, because the rock is also porous. So some of that acidic rainwater actually seeps down into the core of the rock and dissolves the middle rather than the outside. The coolest part is when the solution of water and calcium carbonate evaporates, it wicks up back through the pore space of the rock, leaving some of the calcium carbonate behind, thus actually cementing the outer layer of the rock even more.
Wow.
So this creates some wild features at Castle Rock, like caves and honeycomb structures that incidentally make for some fun rock climbing.
It does make for some fun rock climbing.
You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. Stay tuned for part two of my interview with Quinn Tozzo. In the meantime, if you want to learn more geology from Quinn, check out his podcast, The Rock Behind the Climb. Special thanks to Quinn, and as always, to all of you for tuning in.